The measure mandates equal pay for all employees in New York who do substantially similar work, regardless of their gender. It also extends the equal pay provision for workers who are in a protected class, including race, gender identity, or disability.
What a great day. Good morning to everyone.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking just before the parade for the women's soccer team got underway, issued a warning to New York's employers.
If you don't pay women what you pay men, then you have no business in the state of New York, because we are going to sign a bill that says equal pay for equal work.
Senate sponsor Alessandra Biaggi says the expansion of the equal pay protections helps to address what she says is a systematic issue of pay discrimination that she says is plaguing marginalized communities. And she says the new law places less of a burden on the worker to prove that there is a pay discrimination issue and more responsibility on the employer to remedy the situation.
It's shifting the burden of proof from the employee to the employer, and also making sure that the burden is not on the person coming forward.
The women's soccer team, which has won the World Cup several times in the past few years, has raised the issue of pay inequality after it was revealed that they are paid just 38% of what the U.S. men's soccer team is paid, even though the men have not won a championship in recent years. The women have sued the U.S. Soccer Federation, saying that, in addition, they bring in more revenue for the sport than the men do. Cuomo condemned FIFA, the International Federation of Football that governs soccer matches worldwide, saying they do the women a disservice and an injustice by paying them less.
These 23 champions are banging on the glass ceiling that is still in existence in the United States of America. And they're going to keep banging until they break it.
Cuomo also signed into law a second measure. It says an employer can't ask about a prospective worker's pay history at prior jobs because he says that could perpetuate the initial injustice of lower pay. Senator Biaggi says even with these new protections, she understands why some women or members of protected classes might still be reluctant to confront their bosses over the issue.
To be very clear, this is a first step towards closing the wage gap in New York State and solidifying that principle of equal opportunity for all, especially in the workplace. I think one of the things that we have seen across the history of our country is that culture sometimes takes a while to catch up. And oftentimes, when you pass the law can change the culture.
She says it's still a good idea to consult an attorney to make sure the process is followed correctly to protect the employee, and if that's unaffordable, to try to seek out a lawyer who would do the work pro bono. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.